English President, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for the recommendations and your good wishes. I'd just like to focus on a few of the recommendations, such as on the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. On the 22nd of March 2018, we signed the convention with the view to further ratification of the convention, and we intend to ratify it and adopt a protocol, and we're taking active measures to do so, including a roadmap to prepare the Republic of Tajikistan for ratification of the convention and its implementation. I would note that a review of different measures already taken to ratify the convention in the Republic of Tajikistan is on the site of the Ministry of Health and Social Protection of the Republic of Tajikistan. We can give you the website, and anyone interested can have a look at the measures which have already been taken and are planned to be taken. And then I'd like to focus on medical assistance, medical treatment, and the training of health professionals. Currently in the country, we have some 4,560 doctors and some 9,000 other specialists in the medical sector. And we've worked on national standards for diagnosis and treatment of some 110 diseases. And we're carrying on our work on these national standards. We have the relevant medical protocols, which have been established and disseminated to all of the health centres. And medical the health sector is receiving additional funding. We have a reform which aims to increase the financing of the health sector. And this will be dependent on the per capita, the population in each area. One of the main priorities for the social policy of the state is the health sector, and it's a very important sector for the state budget, and we're increasing the budget allocation every year. Over 6 years, as of 2016 through to 2021, we saw an increase of 8.6%. Then on maternal and infantile health, this is also a priority for us in our social policy of the Republic of Tajikistan. Thanks to developing a whole series of legislation, we have improved the situation of providing services to women in maternity wards and in different regions, including the most remote regions of Tajikistan. We have a national program, and we've been able through this to decrease infant mortality threefold and maternal mortality fourfold. Then I would turn to the topic of the national mechanism to take care of the most vulnerable parts of the population. For the most vulnerable groups of the population in the country, we have national mechanisms to provide social assistance, medical services, and we have established the necessary legislative and regulatory framework for this. We provide social assistance in a government program, incorporating a program of benefits for low-income citizens and to provide them with the targeted social assistance needed. In 2021, according to our database, We have allocated some 8 million somani to this. I'd like to say a few words now on family violence, domestic violence. Pursuant to our law on the prevention of domestic violence in the Republic, we, in pretty much all regions now, have a special unit for the medical support of domestic violence victims, and we have awareness raising campaigns which are underway in Tajikistan on domestic violence, and the ministry has developed a program for health officials to help them deal with domestic violence victims. on access to drinking water. Currently, in the Republic, some 64% of the population of Tajikistan are provided with drinking water, clean drinking water, from a centralized system of water provision, and 94.4% in urban areas and 32.1% in rural areas. The rest of the population have drinking water from other sources. Recently, thanks to government support and also thanks to our international partners, we've been able to implement a rural water provision project for villages. And that has included renovating the infrastructure and building new infrastructure and awareness raising activities to increase knowledge of the local rural populations on having their rights to health respected.